Page 311. "Yes, truly," said Sir Bors, "God thank you, madam, but I may eat none other meat this day." Then she spake no more as at that time, for she was loath to displease him. Then after supper they spake of one thing and another. With that came a squire and said, "Madam, ye must purvey you to morn for a champion, for else your sister will have this castle and also your lands, except ye can find a knight that will fight to morn in your quarrel against Pridam le Noir." Then she made sorrow and said, "Oh, Lord God, wherefore granted ye to hold my land, wherefore I should now be disinherited without reason and right?" And when Sir Bors had heard her say thus, he said, "I shall comfort you." "Sir," said she, "I shall tell you, there was here a king that hight Anios, which held all his land in his keeping. So it mishapped that he loved a gentlewoman a great deal elder than I, so he took her all this land to her keeping, and all his men to govern. And she brought up many evil customs, whereby she put to death a great part of his kinsmen. And when he saw that, he let chase her out of the land, and betook it me, and all this land is my domains. But anon, as that worthy king was dead, this other lady began to war upon me, and hath destroyed many of my men, and turned them against me, that I have well nigh no man left me, and I have naught else but this high tower that she left me. And yet she hath promised me to have this tower, where without I can find a knight to fight with her champion." "Now tell me," said Sir Bors, "what is that Pridam le Noir?" "Sir," said she, "he is the most doubted man of this land. Now may ye send her word that ye have found a knight that shall fight with that Pridam le Noir in God's quarrel and yours." Then that lady was not a little glad, and sent word that she was purveyed, and that night Bors had good cheer. But in bed he would come, but laid him on the floor, nor never would do otherwise, till that he had met with the quest of the Sangreal. Page 312. Chapter 8. Of a vision which Sir Bors had that night, and how he fought and overcame his adversary. And anon, as he was asleep, him befell a vision, and there came to him two birds, the one as white as a swan, and the other was marvelous black. But it was not so great as the other, but in the likeness of a raven. Then the white bird came to him and said, "An thou wouldst give me meat and serve me, I should give thee all the riches of the world, and I shall make thee as fair and as white as I am." So the white bird departed, and there came the black bird to him and said, "An thou wilt, serve me tomorrow, and have me in no despite, though I be black. For wit thou well that more availeth my blackness than the other's whiteness." And then he departed. And he had another vision. Him thought that he came to a great place which seemed a chapel, and there he found a chair set on the left, which was worm-eaten and feeble, and on the right were two flowers like a lily, and the one would have benown the other's whiteness. But a good man departed of them, that the one touched not the other. And then out of each flower came out many flowers, and fruit great plenty. Then him thought the good man said, "Should not he do great folly that would let these two flowers perish for to suck of that rotten tree, that it fell not to the earth?" "Sir," said he, "it seemed to me that this wood might not avail." "Now keep thee," said the good man, "that thou never see such adventure befall thee." Then he awaked and made a sign of the cross in the midst of the forehead, and so rose and clothed him. Page 313. And there came the lady of the place, and she saluted him, and he her again, and so went to a chapel and heard their service. And there came a company of knights that the lady had sent for to lead Sir Bors into battle. Then asked he his arms, and when he was armed she prayed him to take a little morsel to dine. "Nay, madam," he said, "that I shall not do till I have done my battle by the grace of God." And so he leaped upon his horse and departed, all the knights and men with him. And as soon as these two ladies met together, she which Bors should fight for complained her and said, "Madam, ye have done me wrong to bereave me of my lands that King Anios gave me, and full loath am I that there should be any battle." "Ye shall not choose," said the other lady, "or else your knight withdraw him." Then there was the cry made which party had the better of the two knights, that his lady should rejoice all the land. Now departed the one knight here and the other there. Then they came together with such a rondom that they pierced their shields and their hauberks, and the spears flew in pieces, and they wounded each other sore. Then hurtled they together, so that they both fell to the earth, and their horses betwixt their legs, and anon they arose and set hands to their swords, and smote each other one upon the heads, that they made great wounds, and deep that the blood went out of their bodies. For there found Sir Bors greater defense in that night more than he weened, for that Prithom was a passing good knight, and he wounded Sir Bors full evil, and he him again. But ever this Prithom held the star in his hand like hard, that perceived Sir Bors, and suffered him till he was nigh taint. And then he ran upon him more and more, and the other went back for dread of death. So in his withdrawing he fell upright, and Sir Bors drew his helm so strongly that he rent it from his head, and gave him a great stroke with the flat of his sword upon the visage, and bade him yield, or he should slay him. Page 314. Then cried him mercy, and said, Fair knight, for God's love, slay me not, and I shall ensure thee never to war against thy lady, but be always toward her. Then Bors let him be. Then the old lady fled with all her knights. Chapter 9. How the lady was returned to her lands by the battle of Sir Bors, and of his departing, and how he met Sir Lionel, taken and beaten with thorns, and also a maid which should have been devoured. So then came Bors to all those that held lands of his lady, and said he should destroy them, but if they did such service unto her as longed to their lands. So they did their homage, that they would not were chased out of their lands. Then befell that young lady to come to her estate again by the mighty prowess of Sir Bors to Ganis. So when all the country was well set in peace, then Sir Bors took his leave and departed. She thanked him greatly, and would have given him great riches, but he refused it. Then he rode all that day till night, and came to an harbour, to a lady which knew him well enough, and made of him great joy. Upon the morn, as soon as the day appeared, Bors departed from thence, and so rode into a forest unto the hour of midday, and there befell him a marvellous adventure. So he met at the departing of the two ways two knights, the dead Lionel, his brother, all naked, bounden upon a strong hackney, and his hands bounden tofore his breast, and each of them held in his hands thorns, wherewith they went beating him so sore that the blood trailed down more than in 100 places of his body, so that he was all blood to fore and behind, but he never said a word, as he which was great of heart, he suffered all that ever they did to him, as though he felt none anguish. Page 315. Anon Sir Bors dressed him to rescue him that was his brother, and so he looked upon the other side of him, and saw a knight which brought a fair gentlewoman, and would have set her in the thickest place of the forest, but to have been the more surer out of the way from them that sought him. And she, which was nothing assured, cried in a high voice, Saint Mary, succour your maid. And anon she espied where Sir Bors came riding, and when she came nigh him she deemed him a knight of the Round Table, wherefore she hoped to have some comfort. And then she conjured him by the faith that he ought unto him in whose service thou art entered in, and for the faith ye owe unto the high order of knighthood, and for the noble King Arthur's sake that I suppose that made thee knight, that thou help me and suffer me not to be shamed of this knight. When Bors heard her say thus, he had so much sorrow there, he missed not what to do. For if I let my brother be in adventure, he must be slain, and that would I not for all the earth. And if I help not the maid, she is shamed for ever, and also she shall lose her virginity, the which she shall never get again. Then lift he up his eyen, and said, weeping, Fair sweet Lord Jesu Christ, whose liegeman I am, keep Lionel, my brother, that these knights slay him not. and for pity of you, and for Mary's sake, I shall succor this maid.